With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As the federal government shutdown carries on, concern grows for food share recipients. It's a 100% federal government-funded program that helps feed people in low-income jobs that are on a fixed income. Wisconsin Department of Health Services says that because of the shutdown, November benefits will be delayed. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local food pantry about how they're preparing for a possible increase in customers.
The Lakeland Pantry has had 140 new households sign up so far this year. Director Lorna Springate expects that number will grow if the federal government shutdown continues and food share benefits are delayed next month.
Especially up in this area, there's just so much, I guess you want to say, call the working poor. They're working, but they can't make ends meet. So when something like this gets taken away, or possibility of being taken away, that hurts the whole community.
Pantry Board Chair Bill Olmsted agrees they're all but guaranteed to see an increase in need. The big question for them is how many of those newcomers will be permanent.
A lot of the people that have been coming into the Lakeland Pantry this year, where we're seeing the biggest increase, is in working families. We have a dramatic increase in the number of children that we're servicing on a biweekly basis.
Olmsted says the Lakeland Pantry has been able to meet this increased demand and will continue to. But they have had to make some changes, including modifying their purchasing process and limiting certain quantities of items to people.
It's not a question of any given moment having enough food on hand. It's just the long-term effect that this is going to cause.
Feeding America is encouraging food share participants to stretch their current benefits where possible and make sure their contact information is up to date with the state of Wisconsin to ensure they're receiving updates.
I think the most important message is just letting them know that we're here for them like any other pantry in the area.
More than 15,000 residents in this region receive food share benefits as of last month. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The town of Woodruff will name its community center to honor the memory of a former town chairman. Mike Timmons died in March at the age of 66. In addition to being the Woodruff chairman, Timmons served on the Odette County Board. He also spent decades as a member of the Woodruff Fire Department, including many years spent as the chief of the department. The dedication of the Mike Timmons Community Center will be the final agenda item for the Woodruff Town Board meeting Tuesday, October 28th. Family, friends, and contemporaries of Mike Timmons are invited to attend. A Wisconsin teacher is voicing significant concerns about the recent federal special education cuts and says it's an added blow to the state budget deficit. This month, the U.S. Department of Education began laying off more than 450 employees, many of whom oversee special education management. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
President of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, Peggy Wirtz Olson, is also a high school teacher. She says Wisconsin educators have already been sounding the alarm about the lack of special education funding and advocating for a higher reimbursement rate for special education needs. She says the state cannot withstand what she describes as a federal attack on public education.
What I'm thinking about when I look at these federal level cuts on top of the state struggling cuts, we didn't get special education funding up where we wanted to get it, so it's kind of a 1-2 punch.
Wisconsin reimburses less than a quarter of school district special education costs, one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. Wirtz Olson stresses implications from federal cuts could extend to students across the state, adding to the already large gap to fill. About $15 billion in special education funding is overseen by the affected offices that support services for an estimated 7.5 million students with disabilities across the country. A recent state analysis shows about 66% of Wisconsin school districts will see their general aids decrease next year under the current state budget. Wirtz Olson notes this happened despite more than 70% of Wisconsinites supporting increased funding.
I refer to it as a robbing Peter to pay Paul. Special education students have individual needs and by law must be met. Sometimes those needs can exceed what the state is reimbursing at, and then the school district is forced to reach into their general aid to cover those costs.
Wirtz Olson says a colleague of hers teaches special education in rural Wisconsin and recently expressed serious concerns about how these resource reductions would affect her students. She urges families, especially those with special education needs, to make their voices heard by contacting politicians about their children's children's needs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The state of Michigan has acquired a life ring that washed ashore 50 years ago from the Edmund Fitzgerald. The artifact strangely became part of a settlement in a lawsuit that had nothing to do with the famous shipwreck. Michigan taxpayers are paying $600,000 to settle a lawsuit by Larry Orr, who accused a state police officer of violating his rights during a sexual abuse investigation. Orr, in turn, agreed to give up his life ring, which he legally owned. His attorney says it probably represented half the value of the settlement. Orr found it on the Lake Superior shore after the Fitzgerald sank during an incredible storm in November 1975. All 29 men on the Edmund Fitzgerald died. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.